Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. The Home Depot, Inc. NYSE, HD. Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call, August 15, 2023, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. The Home Depot's Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call revealed a slight decrease in revenue compared to the same period the previous year, with sales declining by 2% to reach $42.9 billion. Comp sales also decreased by 2%. The diluted earnings per share were $4.65 compared to $5.05 last year. All three U.S. divisions posted low single-digit negative comps in the quarter. Notably, project-related categories like building materials, plumbing, and hardware demonstrated strength, whereas some big-ticket discretionary categories faced pressure. CEO Ted Decker highlighted the company's focus on agility, productivity, and efficiency in response to a challenging market environment. The company also announced the acquisition of Ready Carpet, a national maintenance, repair and operations, MRO, and flooring provider to extend its product offerings. Challenges faced by the company include pressure on margins resulting from the decrease in lumber prices, difficulties with inventory management, and slower engagement in big-ticket discretionary categories. Home Depot provided an optimistic outlook in the face of market uncertainties during its second quarter earnings call. The company saw a reduction in inventory with better placements in the past few years and improved in stock rates. Good returns on their wage investments were also noted. The macro picture for the housing and home improvement market and Home Depot's ability to take more market share were seen as positive. However, the company also mentioned the uncertainties it faces, including shifts in personal consumption expenditures, PCE, and the impact of monetary policy actions on consumer sentiment. The Q2 saw smaller projects replacing larger ones, and although customer backlogs have dropped from a peak, they remain above historic averages. Home Depot also highlighted their plan to rationalize their cost structure, which could save the company $500 million in 2024. Home Depot has been grappling with shrink, the loss of inventory due to shoplifting, employee theft, paperwork errors, and supplier fraud, for several quarters, having deployed various initiatives to mitigate it. The Inform Act, designed to counter organized retail crime, is expected to help the company by enabling more visibility into its operations. The company has had a consistent need for partnerships with government authorities to help counter shrink. The company reported that its homeowners' engagement improved sequentially, helped by favorable weather conditions and reduced inflation in certain sectors. It noted that the West had been its best-performing region in 2Q21. For the second half of the year, Home Depot declined to provide quarterly guidance but observed that the first 2 weeks of the third quarter had been somewhat better than the first half's comparable period. However, the company expects inflation to continue impacting its costs and retail for the full year.